What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu, Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bringing incredible guests from all over the world, so sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest, believe it or not, you're just going to love her name, but hold on, let me introduce her really quick. She's a soul path astrologer, a metaphysician, spiritual mentor, and an author who offers guidance to individuals as they navigate this 3D world and move into a more conscious path of living and raising their vibration. Please welcome Deanna King. Deanna, welcome to the show.
Here's to Deannas all over the world, if there are any more. We're so grateful for that.
I know. It's like, it's kind of surreal to introduce someone that has the same name as me, because like I was saying before we start recording, it's not a very popular or very common name.
True. And I think that for me, maybe that was even part of my soul path, was to feel not like I didn't really belong and there was nobody like me. And now I can gratefully say with all truthfulness that I have embodied my name and who I am as an individual. Yeah. So
I can relate. We are unique in our own way with our special name, Deanna. I think my mom named me that because of when I was born. I forget what the name means. I should know that.
I don't know that Deanna itself has a name. It comes from Diana, the goddess Diana. Yeah. And of course there was Deanna Durbin, who back in the day was like a famous singer, who my mom kind of knew about. I don't know that she told me she named me after her best friend, but I never knew the friend. So
wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So I love a lot of things that you do. And I think that we talk about being label free, right? And I think people like general judgment on what you do, people think like, oh, woo woo, I don't know if I believe in that. And the more I tap into my divine feminine energy, the more I believe in a lot of things that, you know, people like you, like healers, guiders, you know, whatever you may call you, what you do. And I think it's very important because you can really help people go through different periods in their life. So let's talk about what soul path astrologer means, and then we'll get into all the rest of it.
Okay. So I learned astrology about 6 or 7 years ago. Actually, I remembered astrology because once I started learning it, it was like this flood of information, and it became very simple for me. And I've always really been fascinated by past lives and, you know, I think on more of the big, broad scheme of things, not necessarily this lifetime, this experience. I'm always like tapping into other dimensions, other worlds, whatever. It's like this inner sense that I have. And once I started down the path with astrology, realizing that you can see the path that the soul takes through a person's several lifetimes in their astrology chart. And that to me was so fascinating because I was for a long time just really wanting to not come back. Like I want to be done. You know, I don't want to come back again in another life. I want to just kind of be done with this experience. And so learning about my soul's path, like where my soul wanted to learn and master in this life and where I maybe have already learned and mastered and I don't need to waste my time there, to me was really key about getting onto that path of expressing myself. Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. What if someone doesn't believe in that? Like, how would you handle that with them?
I would look at their astrology for my own understanding of them so that I could guide them a little bit more. But if they don't believe in astrology, they don't need to use astrology at all.
Yeah. I mean, I read astrology every day. Like you get those alerts, like the astrology for your sign for today. And it gives me the breakdown of what like the general thing would be for the day. And then like money, love, career, it kind of breaks it down. Sometimes I think it's pretty right on. But what do you think about those everyday astrology alerts that people get?
I think that it's very, very difficult to put you, whatever sign you are. What sign are you, Deanna?
I'm Virgo.
Oh, wonderful. So to put you into one category when the reality is you have, you know, 12 planets and 12 signs. So how can you be just Virgo? And any time there's so many important, the moon is just as important as the sun sign. The rising sign is just as important as the sun sign. And of course, your Venus and your Mars is like, your action and your love. And so that's a huge piece of our lives and who we are, right? So it you're really a very complicated person. So I don't put any value on those superficial, this is what's happened for you this week or day, because there's a lot going on for any one person.
Now, metaphysician, what does that mean?
So a metaphysician for me is someone who studies metaphysics, which is the practice, I guess, and the belief that we are way more than we see, than our senses can touch, see, feel, know. There's little, now we're getting more and more proof, but up until probably the past 20, 30 years, we had no proof that the unseen things existed. Now we can actually monitor energy, right? And see, like Carillion photography. So to me, metaphysics is just the unseen world that in my world exists very, very much. And so there's a lot of things that you can put into that category. It would be all the alternative health practices, maybe Reiki, maybe other energy work. It would be medical intuitives. It would be, of course, the psychic studies, intuition, dream studies. And I don't even know if you know Emiro Emoto, who wrote a book about he would freeze water cells, and then he would look at them before and after they were given love, compassion, and how those created these amazing shapes, right? Yeah. So that's part of it, is believing that our vibration, our, you know, the feeling that comes from our heart, how it impacts the world, then how that trajectory, it's kind of this continual loop. So how does it come back to us, right? And if we're just always in stress and drama and struggle and frustration, we're putting that energy out, so of course we're kind of going to get it back, in a sense. It's kind of like law of attraction techniques as well, but that's also a coined phrase nowadays. So there are expanded states that would go beyond the superficial law of attraction, the stuff that you can kind of get in the general feed about attraction. Does that help answer that?
Yeah, no, it does. But it brings up a lot of other questions. I think I remember when in our intro call, you said that you're a manifester. And so I think law of attraction and manifesting kind of are very similar. So like, I know that I believe in manifestation, but I also believe that you can manifest good and bad. And I don't know if I mentioned that in our
absolutely.
And initially. And so when I think of like being in a state of stress or like the, you know, I just try to let it pass. Like I know a lot of people like to hold on to it because they might be comfortable there, but the longer you hold on to it, the more you're going to continue to attract that kind of stress and drama, you know, and just that upheaval in your life. So
yeah,
life is not perfect. We're all going to have hard times. And so I think that someone like you that can help someone tap into like allowing them to release that energy so that they don't continue to attract it is very powerful.
Right. And it's not about denying that you have that. It's about affirming, okay, I'm pissed, or this thing always keeps happening, whatever you're identifying. And then you don't identify with it. Oh, I'm just an angry person. You don't necessarily want to identify it with it. You might want to pull back into observation mode, right, where you can see the bird's eye view and say, you know, what's this anger about? And is it even mine? Because we are sponges and we go into the world. And if we don't understand about boundaries or how to clear yourself, we're just like in the sea of everything that's out there and attracting it, right? Yeah. And let's say, for example, we had an ancestor who didn't deal with their anger, right? And was very, very angry. So there may be an imprint in our DNA or in our ancestral energy line about anger, whether we push anger away because it's not a safe thing to feel, or whether we think that's part of our identity, right? So maybe it's not even yours. Maybe you just were somehow programmed to think that it's yours. Maybe you picked it up at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you have techniques for just clearing yourself of all the stuff that's not you, it's amazing how all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I feel better now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a yes and a no. Is this in your mind? You do the clearing. if you feel better, it's like, oh, that wasn't even mine. So now I can feel better.
What are some ways that someone could clear that energy?
I teach some techniques that take about 3 minutes to do. I suppose I could do it on the video if you wanted to do it now. But the absolutely easiest way is to use white sage. Does anyone? I don't know if you have any there, but it's desert white sage is something you can buy in a natural food store and or at any other spiritual type store. And you just burn it and it puts off a smoke and it does have a little bit of a smell. But the smoke is this particular plant has the energy of clearing negativity. And so you use your intention, and as the smoke is coming off of the sage, you just ask for it to clear your whole energy body. And if you know there's a person who's bothering you, you just clear off that person's energy, you clear off the anger, you clear whatever your intention is, you ask to clear that. I clear my computer regularly because I'm working on my computer all the time. And my whole house, you know, just to clear off all the stuff that I'm off-gassing all the time. I'm off-gassing, you know, I'm processing and there's a bunch of crap in my house. And so I clear my house all the time.
I've got the Palo Santo sticks.
Exactly. That works just as well. It does smell a little bit better.
Yeah.
I will just say that Palo Santo is an endangered tree now because it's becoming popular. So if you buy it, maybe try to find it from a good source that's not stripping, you know, stripping the forests and use it sparingly. It doesn't burn very fast anyway.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's what I use. I try to do that a couple times a week because, yeah, I'm a total empath, Deanna. And so I pick up energy very quickly and I'm 47 and I just realized as an empath probably a couple of years ago. And so now that I'm aware of it, and it's just like I have not been able to find a way to kind of protect myself from really like absorbing that energy. And so like anybody else that's listening that's an empath, I know your struggle. It's hard.
Let me just tell you a really simple hack. Okay. Guess, Deanna, you know what chakras are?
Yes.
Chakras. So your second chakra is the place that women generally open to feel their environment so that they know how to respond and handle things. So if you just close your second chakra, you just intend that it close, then right there and then you are not feeling everybody in the room.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So it's a real simple hack because the chakra will open again on its own. It'll just kind of by default open again. But if you consciously choose, okay, I want to close my chakra while I'm in this mall.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to feel everybody in the mall or the store, right? Yeah. And then you can open it when you're having a conversation with someone important or whether you're doing some creation, which requires you to open that chakra and create from there. It's just a matter of consciously choosing.
Yeah.
And the default for empaths, and again, empath is kind of a label, right?
But I don't know how else to explain it. I just pick up at other people's, like, more negative energy than anything. Positive, I wake up, I'm a very positive person, eternally optimistic. So some, like, negativity really affects me bad. Like, it'll bring me down. So, like, that's, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you purposefully clear that chakra out with your sage, that would be huge for you.
Or anybody else is listening.
Yeah. When I work with people, I specifically guide them through techniques that will work for them as an individual, depending on what their story is and where their wounds are and where the triggers in their body might be, right?
What's good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. So I'm very much into my vitality, my health and wellness, fitness, all those things. So I love the telehealth concierge services. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but there's an online telehealth resource to help you with your health and wellness, sexual health, weight loss, peptides, what have you. And I really enjoyed the last therapy I did with them. This time I'm doing weight loss, you guys, because I've been a little bit slowing down here at this age, and I'm looking for something to boost that metabolism. I highly recommend Valhalla Vitality. I have a discount code for you, Deanna15, and I will have the link in the description below for you to go sign up, check them out. Get your appointment scheduled. You'll have a meeting with a great telehealth doctor, supervisor, consultant that will walk you through what it is that you're looking for to improve in your vitality. Again, this is Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast, and I'm here to endorse Valhalla Vitality.
When does a person come to you to like work with you with their, what are they like in a transition in their life? Are they dealing with something they can't really fix on their own or fix with traditional counseling or what have you? When do you come to someone like you to work with you?
Generally, they are in pain in some way, whether it's, physical pain, I'm having a problem, whether it's I've been trying to create this thing for so long and it's not happening. Yeah. Generally, they want to get past whatever the thing is that they feel is sort of stopping them or causing an upheaval in their lives. And it might not even be that big. It might even just be the communication with my husband sucks and I need to fix this. And so generally, it's not really the first thing they come in for. There's underlying stories and themes and programming, whatever, that are really causing the outside world to happen this way for them. Yeah. And so, so that's when we go into the investigative process and undo and unhinge.
How often, maybe it's probably every time, I don't know, is a lot of stuff generational or ancestral that's imprinted on? I'm actually very fascinated by this because I feel like we do carry a lot of that stuff, but that maybe we have zero control over, from maybe our mother got it from an ancestor of hers and she passed it on to us. And so how often do you find that there are issues from their ancestry or previous lives?
Absolutely every time. And I will just say that where we are as humanity right now on the planet and the fact that we're all being asked to kind of up-level ourselves, right, and to be more responsible for not only for how we manage our lives, but taking care of Mother Earth, do we live from our heart or are we just all about money and hurting people, So we're all kind of being asked to up-level. And part of the up-level is this great healing that's happening on a very grand scale for the trauma that has happened for generations on the planet. And so if each of us are healing our own ancestral line in order to heal ourselves, it's also shared with the collective, right? Because many wounds in our ancestral line are collective wounds or generational wounds, depending on what's going on at the time. Women hold a very collective female wound because we have been marginalized. And of course, anyone of color would also have the same collective wounds. But it's all for the good of everyone. We're being stimulated to work on these things because we want to start to see ourselves as a whole unit and that we're all together moving through this up level that we're doing.
Yeah, no, you can definitely feel it. I can definitely feel it. And you gave me goosebumps when you said that. I'm just like, woo. I've never been more attuned and like wanting to heal like the deeper parts of myself. I come from a very traumatic upbringing, right? And so like I've had to do a lot of work counseling just to kind of get like change my life in a different direction. And now like I realize that I think I broke some generational curses when I stood up to my father.
Right.
Out. But then, there's other things from before that I was just born into, right? And so I think that this is a very fascinating way for people to start healing some of those deeper parts of themselves that they're not really aware of. And, I love it. I think that, what does that look like when you start working with them and start digging into, they're doing the research or the investigating, as you said, and as you start pulling up things that, maybe they didn't know of? Like, how does that help them?
Well, so I, when I started learning energy work in 1997, I realized as I started doing the energy work, it was like I became more aware of who I am and who I'm not. And I realized that I had turned off my intuitive abilities as a child because it was not safe for me to know anything that was told to me, right? I learned really quickly, you're not supposed to know that. So turn that off. That's an unsafe place for you. And so anyway, through that process, I rekindled the relationship with my intuitive strengths, and I'm very psychic, and I'm more of a clairaudient than a psychic, which is clairaudience rules what you hear. And so when my client talks to me, I see like these amazing stories. Like I see so much more information than just the words that they're telling me. And that is the information that guides me on where we need to go with their energy work. And so because I'm not here to really heal anybody, I'm here to teach people how to heal themselves. All the sessions with me are cooperative, meaning I'm just guiding you through your own healing. I'm telling you, you know, let's go there together. We're going to see this together. What are you seeing? What am I seeing? And we just play and move with the energy around and shift it. So there's a few different techniques that I use, and it's all based on when I start to hear the story, it's like spirit then tells me this is the way that you need to deal with this. And so we go down that trajectory. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything from me?
Not yet. Not yet.
I had to ask. You said that you like, you know, I just had to ask. If somebody wants to work with you, well, what does that look like? How do they do an intro call with you, a consultation call?
Yeah, there's several ways. I love doing a connection call with people just so that they can get a sense of who I am. They can ask me questions. I kind of want to hear their story because then I'll know whether they're a fit for what I do. And I'll know also sort of this language that's safe to use with them because, you know, if someone's like a beginner in the energy field, it's like, I don't want to talk about all this stuff that's way over their head. So what I mean by that is I learn from the clues, like, where are you at and how can I actually speak to you with the language that will make sense to you? You know, I can bring it to the level that they can receive it. And then we talk about what some of the options would be and how we would address whatever the situation they were coming onto the call about. And then I offer either individual sessions or I offer a package of 3 months, which is 9 sessions for $2,300. Okay. And I will just say that, you know, how often do you hear about the miracle one healing and you're done, one and done? So it's like therapy in a sense that you're not, it's not just a one and done. You kind of have to be committed to, I want to get to the root core of this issue. I want to be done with this. And know that it takes time for the layers to be removed and more to be revealed. But the beauty about what I am passionate about doing is teaching people how to do the exercises themselves. Because if you know how, and it's been reported in our workings, then you just have to practice it and do it. You can begin to remove and clear and heal and create of yourself, right?
I think it's a lifelong journey, right, to healing all those parts of ourselves. Deanna, where can people find you, connect with you, and learn more of working with you?
So my website is called 5D, as in dimension, 5D path. .fun, and .fun is the URL. It's not a .com. It's 5dpath.fun. And I have a discovery call there that you can click on, and it's free, of course, and you can just, we can have a conversation. You're certainly welcome to view the whole website and book an appointment if you want to do that. And then I also want to say that I last year published a book to assist people. This is one particular technique. So you can get information about the book that I published, and it's about doing ceremony as a way to clear and heal and manifest. Because it helps us, if you don't have a relationship with spirit and you're not quite sure how to start that, it's just one format that's a pretty simple and powerful way to call in spirit, to create a sacred circle, and to take the steps, the action steps, to actually doing an invocation intention. I like to do on a new or full moon, and claim your right co-creatively with spirit for, this is what I want to call into my life. So let's begin that trajectory now and show me the lessons that I need to do this, right? So it's kind of a nice palpable way to start. But again, it's just one. There's so many ways that you can work with spirit or get more in touch with your intuition and awaken that inner healer inside. But this is just one way. And I love the way that ceremony just seems really sacred. I think there's a part of us that remembers we've done ceremony a lot, you know? And so it gets back in touch with that inner part of us that knows how to do it.
Yeah, I love that. You guys, I'm going to put that link in the show notes. So if you connected with Deanna today, do not hesitate to go click the link. Go schedule a call if you're interested in maybe exploring healing on a deeper level or finding that, that manifestation piece or purchase her book, what have you. Deanna, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
My wisdom is to question everything. And to cultivate the relationship that you have with your own inner guidance. When you receive, whether it's from the news or someone else, or even from a teacher, a healer, is to just ask yourself for a moment, is this my truth? Or is it just interesting and I can let it go and move on, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really, really important to get back in touch with your own inner guidance and wisdom. And not taught how to do it. It's not, we don't have role models generally. So there's a lot of ways on the internet now for people to access the inner wisdom. Meditation is one way, but there's a lot of different ways. And just know that everybody might need a different way. So if someone else is doing it with meditation, don't assume that that's how you have to do it.
Yeah.
Just go back inside and go, you know, is this true for me? If it's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us today and what you do. I think it's beautiful. And I hope that anybody that's listening to this that was moved by you will reach out and start doing the work that they need to do to heal at that deeper level. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Deanna.
You're welcome. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.